Washington comes to talk. News now.
Trump heads south. Super Saturday. I'm Martin Ecker. President Trump is at his Florida resort for the holiday week, but correspondent Sarah Murray says that doesn't mean congressional and White House staff are taking time off.
President Trump's impeachment trial may be officially stalled, but behind the scenes, House Democrats are getting ready. Staff for the key House committees are expected to work over the holiday recess, consulting with Democratic leadership and prepping for a trial as early as the week of January 6th. But that depends on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she won't send the articles of impeachment to the Senate until parameters for a Senate trial are set.
This Christmas season puts the super in Super Saturday. Correspondent John Stolness tells us more.
Most years, Black Friday is considered the busiest shopping day of the year, but not so this year. Instead, today is expected to be the biggest shopping day, with the National Retail Federation saying about 147.8 million people are expected to shop, up from 134.3 million a year ago. It's also known as Panic Saturday, with people flocking to stores for last-minute gifts. You won't see Black Friday-like sales out there, but some stores will have extended hours for any panicking holiday shoppers that may be left. I'm John Stolness.
A suspected robber under arrest because of a different kind of facial recognition.
A man who robbed a Pizza Hut restaurant in Las Cruces, New Mexico, face-planted into a locked door as he was rushing to get away. Well, surveillance images showed the fleeing robber smack into the door, so investigators swabbed it for DNA samples. That evidence led to the arrest of 19-year-old Markel Deshaun Barnes, who's also suspected of robbing a Las Cruces gas station the same day. I'm Evan Haining.
Three people have died during clashes between demonstrators and police in northern India, raising the nationwide death toll in protests against a new citizenship law to 17. I'm Barton Eckert.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
Hollywood comings and goings. David Daniel checks in with Christopher Nolan's Tenet.
All I have for you is a word. Tenet. It'll open the right doors. Some of the wrong ones, too.
John David Washington in Tenet, the next mind-bending adventure from Inception filmmaker Christopher Nolan, in which time moves in more than one direction. Tenet hits theaters July 17th, at least in our time. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
United Airlines says it will be pulling the 737 MAX out of its flight schedule until June. And a company that builds fuselages will end deliveries intended for the MAX as damage from the troubled aircraft begins to ripple outward toward suppliers, the latest in a string of troubling news plaguing the airplane manufacturer. I'm Barton Eckert.
The choice of a lawyer. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto
Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-308-6592. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-308-6592. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-308-6592. Again, 800-308-6592.
American Military University is a respected educator to national security professionals, a distinction earned by never forgetting our students are priority one. We keep tuition affordable, attract field-tested faculty, and provide curriculum that helps keep you ahead of industry trends. When you enroll at AMU, you join a community respected by area employers. Get started at amuonline.com. AMU is part of the American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
These are the Coca-Cola polar bears. And I'm their translator. They said, happy holidays. Oh, they got a few ice cold bottles of Coca-Cola. They'd like to make a toast. Sorry, I mean delicious, refreshing ice cold bottles of Coca-Cola. And that's just them drinking it, not a translation. They're not saying anything. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Coca-Cola.
The holidays just wouldn't be the same without an ice-cold Coca-Cola. The delicious taste reminds you of the magic of the season. Whether it's enjoying time with family or going to a holiday party, Coca-Cola is the perfect pair for all of your holiday festivities. Share the magic this season and grab 10-pack mini cans of Coca-Cola or Coke Zero Sugar from Safeway. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Coca-Cola.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. There is accident activity to watch out for in Virginia and Quantico on southbound 95 at the Quantico Triangle exit, blocking the right lane. Watch out for that and stay to your left to get by that. Now, there was an incident on southbound 395 at Washington Boulevard, but that quickly cleared to the shoulder. Earlier wreck on 95 in Maryland southbound after 212 has also been cleared, and you should find your travel lanes open. And on 270, all's clear after an earlier incident northbound after 370.
Everyone is coming over for the holidays. Some will bring dessert, some will bring gifts. They'll all bring an opinion about what to watch after dinner.
A Christmas Story.
I want to watch The Grinch, please.
Thankfully, Xfinity X1 has everyone's favorite holiday movies and more. And you can search for them in seconds with the X1 voice remote.
Elf. Grinch, Grinch, Grinch.
A Christmas Carol.
Unless, of course, you like watching Uncle Tony struggle to type a Christmas Carol letter by letter. Find everyone's holiday favorites with your voice on the award-winning Xfinity X1. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you can easily access your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more on X1. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 1-12-20. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Register now through Sunday for your chance to win passes to see Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. Lucasfilm and J.J. Abrams join forces once again to take you on an epic journey to a galaxy far, far away in the riveting conclusion of the seminal Skywalker saga. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker hits theaters December 20th, but see it for free with Washington's Mall WMAL. Contest courtesy of Lucasfilm. Details at WMAL.com/contests.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy!
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. Good morning and a Merry Christmas. Almost Happy Hanukkah. That's tomorrow evening it begins. And we want to wish you the very best for the holiday season. It's good to have you with us. I'm Rick Vowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning. And it is, of course, the Saturday Morning Update. And thank you for being with us on a holiday weekend. And I guess first off, obviously, the impeachment this week, the articles have moved out of the House. Well, sort of. I'm not sure where they're sitting somewhere in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue right now because they haven't gone over to the Senate yet. But I want to congratulate the Democrats on a huge victory for the people of Russia, in particular Vladimir Putin, the people of China, in particular Xi Jinping, and the people of North Korea, and of course Kim Jong-un. Congratulations to the Democrats, a big win for the people of all of our enemies. Congratulations as the Democrats continue to destabilize our American government. Can you imagine where we would be in the world if the Democrats had not been on this tangent to destroy this president from day one? Well, actually, before day one, I should say. Support for the impeachment, totally partisan. All Democrats, except for several, which made the opposition bipartisan. So pretty amazing. You have Democrats coming across the aisle to vote against the articles of impeachment. All Republicans voting against the articles of impeachment. It's forced Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey to leave the Democratic Party. He's now a Republican. So where are we? Well, impasse. We're going to get into some of the sounds of Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, which is where it goes next. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi has not sent the articles to the Senate. Typically, they go immediately, but she hasn't done it yet. That's frustrated the president. Ivanka Trump was on CBS This Morning yesterday, and I think for sound this morning, we'll start with Ivanka Trump, because I think a lot of people are wondering, where is the president now? What is his state of mind? How's he feeling about all of this? And I think she puts it pretty clearly.
He's energized, as are 63 million plus voters who elected him to office. This is historic, as you note, in many ways, including the fact that it is the first purely partisan impeachment. There can be anger. Anger at the opportunity cost to the Americans we're all here serving. And what could have gotten done, angry at the waste of time, angry at the collateral damage, angry, but it's still energizing.
So he is energized and he is angry. I guess that would make sense. You saw him in Battle Creek, Michigan, the rally, as they were taking the vote. That's pretty amazing. We'll have some sound from that this morning. Lindsey Graham spent some time with the president Thursday evening, and here's how he summed it up.
I just left President Trump. He's mad as hell that they would do this to him and now deny him his day in court. The reason they're denying him his day in court, they know their case sucks.
Well, I sort of tend to agree with Lindsey. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say that word, but he can get away with it because he's a senator. Nancy Pelosi, this is interesting. She was talking all week about how sad she was, the sadness in the Senate. And I don't know how many times we heard how sad every one of these Democratic congressmen and women was about this. Just so sad. And here's an example of Nancy Pelosi's sadness.
So I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States.
Solemnly and sadly. Well, the morning after, it's not always interesting how the morning after we all have a spring in our step. Well, here she is. Here's Nancy Pelosi the morning after. And just listen to this.
We've been hearing from people all over the country in the last, since last night and this morning. Seems like people have a spring in their step.
People have a spring in their step? You got a spring loose. I guess, well, speaking of spring in their steps, I wasn't going to go there, but it just, it reminded me of Rachel Bade. Now, Rachel Bade gets together with, one of the pundits, and she's a member of the Washington Post congressional team, and she's fairly prominent. You see her a lot in the punditry. Well, they all went out to dinner and celebrated, and they sent a picture out, right? They were celebrating Merry Impeachmas. That's right. They go out, they celebrate Merry Impeachmas Wednesday evening after the vote. Rachel Bade accompanying a photo of herself and a number of others at the table, all smiling with the message, Merry Impeachment from the WAPO team. Of course, the Washington Post team. So the Washington Post team has been out to get the president since before day one, and you may remember the day of his inauguration, the Washington Post saying the impeachment had begun. So it's Merry Impeachmas from the Washington Post. So Rachel Bade tweets this out. Well, she got some heat for that, and she had to take the Post down. What is the level of maturity there around the table? 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 13-year-olds, whatever. What a dumb thing to do. Well, speaking of dumb, we're at an impasse now. We're going to get to that next, but first, a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Watch out for accident activity still on 95 southbound at Quantico Triangle in the right lane. Stay to your left and use caution there. Earlier incident on southbound 395 at Washington Boulevard cleared away, and an earlier accident on 95 in Maryland at 212 completely cleared away. No delays there. 270 now a clear ride headed from the Beltway all the way out towards Germantown. Traveling around the Capitol Beltway, everything is quiet so far, and no troubles to report so far on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And our forecast isn't too bad for the next few days. We've got a high temperature today of 41 degrees with a few clouds around the area. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 46, some clouds Monday, high to 49. Sunshine Tuesday, so when you're scrambling, it's going to be 55 outside when you're running around for those presents at the last minute. Partly cloudy for Christmas Day on Wednesday with a high of 50. 28 now in Washington. We're heading to 41. 617 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, the drama continues in the nation's capital. Even though everybody's gone home, it's still drama. Now, we're at an impasse because Speaker Pelosi has not sent the articles of impeachment onto the Senate. Typically, you have managers and it goes right away and this process moves on. Well, they're all upset. Now, do you remember the complaints of the Republicans about the fairness or lack of fairness in the impeachment process in the House of Representatives? Well, now listen to Chuckie Schumer. How he feels about the Senate process.
Leader McConnell is plotting the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment trial in modern history. His plan to prevent House managers from calling witnesses to prove their case is a dramatic break from precedent.
Did you hear the words of Chuck Schumer? The speed at which this process is coming in the Senate after the speed we saw in the House. Every one of the complaints that was lodged against the Democrats, now Schumer is lodging against the Republicans. Play the first little bit of that again.
Leader McConnell is plotting the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment trial in modern history.
No, it's already been done by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, so it's not the most unfair in history. So that's how Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are feeling about it. Well, Mitch McConnell, actually Mike Lee, let's do Mike Lee next because Mike Lee kind of summed it up. He's a Republican senator from Utah. He was on Fox the other morning.
I think this idea of passing articles of impeachment and then saying, oh, but we're going to wait until you set things up exactly the way we want you to, it's odd. Some would call it curious. Others would call it counterintuitive. I would call it crazy. And look, I don't use that word lightly here, but this is nuts. If they're now threatening to refuse to deliver them, what does that say about their commitment to actually doing, following through on what they did? It is completely insane.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mike. So that's kind of where we are in terms of the, I don't know, impasse, I guess we can call it. And how does Mitch McConnell feel about that?
Other House Democrats seem to be suggesting they'd prefer never to transmit the articles. Fine with me.
Fine with me. Well, it could cause a problem. Now, you may remember the three attorneys that were brought in by the Democrats, along with Jonathan Turley, who was the fourth attorney that actually was the only one that really had a level head on the entire legal aspect of this when he was testifying. But anyway, Noah Feldman was one of the Democratic attorneys who was asked to testify in support of the Democrat position. Well, he wrote in Bloomberg at the end of the week, according to the Constitution, impeachment is a process, not a vote. Now, this is the Democrat witness attorney, okay? If the House does not communicate its impeachment to the Senate, it hasn't actually impeached the president. If the articles are not transmitted, Trump could legitimately say that he wasn't truly impeached at all. That's coming from Noah Feldman. Now, we don't know where it's going to go. There are Jim Clyburn yesterday, Congressman Clyburn, Democrat, was saying maybe we just don't send it over to the Senate, because we know if we send it to the Senate, it's going to lose. So is there a strategy now among the Democrats not to send it to the Senate so that the president can never say he was exonerated and they leave this impeachment hanging out there? It's kind of like if you were accused of murder, but you never got a trial. So, you know, you're accused of murder and people say, well, he's a murderer, but you were never found not guilty. Who knows? What a mess. What a way to run a country. Did you see the Democratic debates? Oh, we're going to get into those this morning. That was very interesting. Still not seeing anybody that I think can beat President Trump yet. And a lot of people are saying that. And a lot of Democrats are saying that too, which is why Mike Bloomberg got into the race. But of course, he couldn't get in to the debate. We're going to get to Tulsi Gabbard a little later on this morning. Got to give kudos to Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat, who voted present for a vote on the articles of impeachment. It's not a vote for, not a vote against. She just voted present. And good for her for standing up. Boy, she's ticking off people left and right in the Democrat Party with everything she has said about the process in the debates. A lot of things Tulsi Gabbard says are not resting well over with the Democratic Congressional Committee. It is 6:23. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAO. We're going to get perspectives this morning from John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. KT McFarland will join us, former deputy national security advisor in the Trump administration. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be with us. Cheryl Atkinson joins us, of course. And Jennifer Harper will be with us from the Washington Times. So, full lineup for you here on the Saturday Morning Update in spite of the holiday travel.
Hi, this is Kevin Matthews, owner of Beta Solutions CPA here in Herndon, Virginia. As a former U.S. Naval officer and current tax professor at George Mason University, I know how stressful tax time can be. If you're in need of tax help this season, let me help you out. My specializations include working with those in real estate, former and current military, as well as small and medium businesses. Again, my name is Kevin with Beta Solutions CPA, and I would love to help. Visit me online at betasolutionscpa.com. That's betasolutionscpa.com.
American Military University is proud to be a respected provider of education to our nation's security professionals. AMU offers affordable online bachelor's and master's programs for today's cyber warrior. AMU is at the forefront of cybersecurity education and has been recognized by the NSA as a national center of excellence for cyber defense education. Classes start monthly to fit your schedule. Visit AMUonline.com to get started today. AMU is part of American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
You know, Dr. Tom Rozelle, normally you catch him live on Sundays at noon. Well, for the football season, it's Dr. Tom Rozelle live on Saturdays. So for the remainder of the NFL season, catch Tom Rozelle this afternoon at 4 and every Saturday afternoon at 4 right here on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Eileen brought the deviled eggs. Uncle Pete brought the wine. Janice didn't bring anything because she's Janice. What did you bring? You brought them all together. This holiday season, make the most of your time together. And make sure everyone's devices work together with gig-speed internet from Xfinity. So Jill can show off her pictures to Aunt Kate, Jimmy and Tony can stream football, and the whole family can video chat with Grammy and Rochester. The nation's largest gig-speed network has you covered this holiday season. Now, even the biggest family reunions are simple, easy, awesome. Check out gig-speed internet or any of our other amazing speed options. Get started for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. You'll enjoy fast, reliable Wi-Fi for all your holiday visitors. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 3-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's a Saturday morning update on WMAL. President Trump, business as usual for the president. And, you know, he's a pretty busy guy. A lot of energy. He's headed off to Mar-a-Lago last night. But instead of just checking out at 5:30 or 6 for the holidays, he goes out to Joint Base Andrews for a ceremony to sign the National Defense Authorization Act. And that is a huge budget. It's the biggest spending budget, over $760 billion for the defense of our country. And as part of that, he has launched Space Force. It is the first new military service in more than 70 years.
With my signature today, you will witness the birth of the Space Force. And that will be now officially the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces. That is something really incredible.
And to give you a little more detail on it, we're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning. Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters yesterday that our reliance on space-based capabilities has grown dramatically. Today, outer space has evolved into a war-fighting domain of its own. Maintaining dominance in space, he said, will now be Space Force's mission. Speaking of space, holiday films, the new one out, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, had its first night. But it did not rise to the level of the two previous films in the trilogy. That's right. The Rise of Skywalker brought in an estimated $40 million in Thursday night previews. Only the fifth biggest Thursday opening ever. It was beaten by Star Wars The Force Awakens that brought in $57 million in its Thursday preview in 2015, the highest ever until Avengers Endgame earlier this year. Now, in 2017, the second Star Wars film in the trilogy, Star Wars The Last Jedi, had a $45 million tally on its opening Thursday. So, not doing so well on Star Wars.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong.
This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
You got it. Pick up the pace just a little. Thank you, ma'am. All right, folks, everyone calm down. We're just looking for a spot. Oh, we might have a winner. Row 4, third down on the left. And he rounds the corner. Oh, why? Why are tiny cars allowed in regulation-sized spots?
You could lap the mall parking lot for an eighth time, or avoid the stress and give the gift of holiday scratchers from the Virginia Lottery.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
In the news at 6:30, the president has signed off on nearly $1.4 trillion in spending. It will keep the government funded through September 30th. The spending measures add roughly $400 billion to the deficit over the next decade. It includes money for the president's U.S.-Mexico border fence, pay raises for military and civilian federal workers, and funding for election security grants. The signing of the massive spending measure spares Washington the possibility of a partial government shutdown. As you may recall, the president spent last Christmas in Washington while he was at loggerheads with Democrats over funding the border fence. The president has headed south for Mar-a-Lago in sunny Florida after his historic impeachment. Plans for the speedy trial here in Washington remain clouded. Senate leaders are jockeying for leverage, and they've failed to agree on procedures and perhaps new witnesses for the trial. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has delayed sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Trump is still expected to be acquitted of both charges in the Senate. Of course, Republicans have the majority. Proceedings are expected to begin in January. One of President Trump's top re-election advisors says that Republicans plan to make more aggressive use of Election Day monitoring of polling places. Justin Clark, discussing strategies for 2020 in wide-ranging remarks to influential Republicans in Wisconsin. The audio tape was obtained by the Associated Press. Recording includes Clark saying Republicans have traditionally suppressed votes in places before he goes on to talk about protecting our voters. Clark told AP in a follow-up interview his remarks referred to false accusations that the GOP engages in voter suppression and was not describing a strategy for the upcoming race. The city of Baltimore will soon be monitored by 3 surveillance aircraft. The police commissioner, Michael Harrison, announcing the pilot program on Friday. He says the planes will gather footage to help law enforcement investigate homicides, shootings, and armed robberies in the city of Baltimore. Philanthropic funds are to cover the program's cost. 3 planes will fly simultaneously and cover 90% of the city. The program is to last between 4 and 6 months in its pilot stage at a time of the year when the city usually experiences the most crime. And law enforcement officials say they have dealt a crippling blow to the violent MS-13 street gang on Long Island. A nearly 2-year investigation resulting in charges against nearly 100 members of the gang, thwarting 7 murder plots, the takedown including a special grand jury indictment of 45 gang members and 19 associates.
counts of drug trafficking, weapons possession, and murder conspiracy. 6:34, it's the Saturday morning update. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia on 95 southbound at Quantico Triangle, that's exit 150, there is still that accident that is blocking the right lane. Traffic is slowing through that area. Stay to your left and use caution. Minor incident on northbound 95 at exit 161 at the Occoquan, but that is confined to the right shoulder. No other issues or delays to report in Virginia at this time. Keep in mind in the district, 17th Street southbound at K Street Northwest, there is emergency road work blocking the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds this morning. Sunshine for the afternoon, high of 41 today. Partly cloudy for Sunday, high 46. Monday looks mostly cloudy, high of 49. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 55. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 50. 28 right now in Washington, going up to 41 this afternoon. 6:35 on the Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. I was just with my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams, and I got to talk with one of their dear clients, Leisha Saunders. Leisha, what made you call Debbie and Sarah?
My buzzword was buyers.
Had you tried selling your home before when you called them?
I had previously listed my property with two other realtors.
How was your experience with Debbie and Sarah different than that of the other two realtors?
When I called the Reynolds team, they said, we can give you what you need, the buyers that you need. Once I listed my property with the Reynolds team, it was on the market 10 days. I was amazed.
It sold in 10 days when two other agents couldn't get it sold at all. Wow. Did you end up getting the price you wanted?
Not only did I get the price I wanted, I got the price I wanted as is.
What would you say to those that are needing to sell their home?
If you want to have your property sold quickly, Debbie and Sarah are the ones to call.
Call Debbie and Sarah today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
At the Big Screen Store, all unsold Black Friday overstocks are marked down. You could save thousands. Our warehouse is jam-packed with the best TVs, home theater seating, and TV consoles. Don't miss the savings. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online, guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, all unsold Black Friday overstocks are marked down. You could save thousands. Our warehouse is jam-packed with the best TVs, home theater seating, and TV consoles. Don't miss the savings. The Big Screen Store.
The Saturday morning update for the final weekend prior to Hanukkah, which starts tomorrow evening, and of course Christmas coming up on Wednesday already. Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy everything else. Good morning.
That's been quite a week for the president, but the rallies continue. Of course, he had one in Battle Creek, Michigan, one of the battleground states. Last night, he was at Joint Base Andrews for the signing of the latest legislation on defense spending. You have an article about some interesting folks showing up at rallies?
Yes, indeed. In fact, the campaign rally, I mean, really, President Trump has redefined that whole genre. I mean, it's turned into this upbeat, incredible moment, huge crowds. I mean, typically at a rally, inside alone is 10,000 to 14,000 people, depending on the arena. And there are thousands of more people outside watching on jumbotron screens and so forth and so on. And now we have a report from someone that knows about these things about a certain demographic that's in these rally audiences. And you have to remember that this news is coming as the same week that Representative Jefferson Van Drew, everybody knows who he is now, formerly a New Jersey Democrat, and has now joined the Republican team. So let's talk to Republican National Committee Chairman Rona McDaniel. This is the lady who has this news, and what she has revealed is that 20% of the audiences who go to Trump rallies are Democrats. Kid you not. Yeah, interesting cultural moment, huh? Anyway, they do manage to kind of follow the sentiments of those who apply for tickets, and they're able to get information about all these people. I don't know all the mechanics involved, but this is what they say. 20% of the rally audiences are Democrats. And, you know, certainly Rona McDaniel, National Committee Chairman, she gives a big welcome to Jeff Van Drew. And she says he's welcome to the party that's actually getting results for the American people, and we hope more of your colleagues will come over. That was her message to Mr. Van Drew. And she said that what he did is a trend that they are seeing. This is a direct quote from Mrs. McDaniel. She says, as we go to rallies, we get reports as to who is attending these rallies. Close to 20% of our rally attendees are Democrats because this president transcends party lines. And certainly we've been aware of that all year regarding the success of the economy and job creation and so forth. And Mrs. McDaniel said he transcends party lines because he talks about jobs and wage growth and all the things that matter to the American people. People are enthusiastic about this president and angry about what Democrats are doing and are showing it with their pocketbooks. Since the impeachment sham began, we added 600,000 new small online donors, which is unprecedented. So we're seeing here Mr. Van Drew may be one of many who could come over, but it's interesting to note that who's actually in the audience when there's a Trump rally.
And it's also interesting to note who didn't get into the arena but is stuck outside in the cold. I mean, there are a lot of people that stick around that can't even get in.
Indeed, indeed. And they help them out. They put food trucks out there and the Jumbotron screens, and it's quite a party out there, and people bring their camping gear.
A Trump tailgate.
Good.
You know, it seems as though the polls were a driving force behind whether the Democrats moved forward on impeachment. And when you look at the polls where they were months ago and you look at the polls where they are today, is there a possibility of a Democratic miscalculation?
Oh, well, my yes, you're right. And apologies to our listeners this early in the morning, a lot of numbers, but these are very significant. In fact, this is a total reality check. And this has kind of been the biggest poll eruption of them all. And let's just get to the first one. There's a new CNN poll out there released this week that shows that support for the impeachment of President Trump has fallen by 5 percentage points in the last 3 weeks. It's dropping from 50% support to 45%, and this is only since November the 24th. And just a couple of numbers from this poll. It's amazing. 48% of Americans say there is not enough evidence to impeach President Trump and remove him from office. 47% overall say the president should not be impeached and removed from office. And of that group, 82% of the group say they oppose impeachment because Mr. Trump is the victim of an unfair investigation. Again, this is coming from CNN. How about that? But CNN is not the only one out there that has some of these incredible reactions from the American public. In fact, everybody knows Real Clear Politics. It was a great place to visit if you want to get the lowdown on of the moment in politics. And they track impeachment polls, 8 of them every week, and provide an average. And this week, the survey from CNN and some of the other news organizations reflected that the trend suggested the public is siding with Mr. Trump right now, no matter what you hear. And out of the 8 major polls that are monitored regarding President Trump's impeachment this week, Real Clear Politics says that only 2 now suggest that a bare majority of the voters, that's 50%, still think Mr. Trump should be impeached. And this is coming from Tom Bevin. He is founder of this news organization. He says, with 2 new polls added this morning, support for impeachment is officially underwater. I repeat, officially underwater. I don't know if you, our listeners have heard that this week, but that's what the polls have to say.
Friday morning, Ivanka Trump was another of the family members to join in support of her father. She was on the CBS Morning News, and it's been a united front for the Trumps this week.
Yes, and it has since the beginning. I mean, I truly think after watching them all these years, I mean, it's been like 4 years now since Mr. Trump's campaign and election and all that has followed since then. And you really have to say that the whole Trump family is kind of in it to win it. And they're a very determined and focused group. I mean, everyone from First Lady Melania Trump, of course, you know, she has been working nonstop on issues that are of vital interest to families and children. She visits military bases and she visits wounded warriors. And it's interesting, the reaction among Trump fans. They refer to her quite often as our beautiful first lady, and they mean that in many sense. But also Mr. Trump's children and their spouses, they have been very active. And you mentioned Ivanka Trump and husband Jared Kushner here. They have really been a steady presence. And Mrs. Trump, she was very instrumental in ensuring that the paid family leave for federal employees made it through the U.S. Senate. And she just returned from an airbase in the Middle East, where she greeted all the military folks. And, of course, you don't see much media coverage on all of that. No surprise there. Certainly they don't help her father out very much, and they're not helping out the family members either. But White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, she has really spelled out what they're up against, the family I'm talking about here. This is what she told Fox News. This family, this entire Trump family, when you look at the president, the first lady, Jared, Ivanka, Eric, Lara, and Don, they are so focused and they love this country so much. All of them have been working on behalf of this country. Again, this is coming from Stephanie Grisham. She says, and they get raked over the coals every single day. Yet they, as the president, they stay focused and they continue to work. But it can't be easy for them. Again, they are working so hard. They didn't ask for this. They were a wildly successful family before this started, and yet they continue to do this because they love their country. Again, that's Stephanie Grisham talking there. But, the family is also up against the hostile media, and that's something we should remember.
You have a story about champagne related to the impeachment, and it's not a story about the increase in consumption of champagne among Democratic drinkers this week. And I really would like to see the local liquor store numbers to see how much there was an increase for those folks who were so inclined. But you have an article on impeachment and champagne that is different.
Yes, indeed. And it always proves that there's just absolutely never a dull moment when everything is concerned, when the media is mixed up in the Trump presidency on any level at all. But certainly as the campaign goes, we are discovering there is some champagne with an agenda here, a bubbly with an agenda. And I'm just going to tell you straight out, here we go. This is Coup Champagne. This is a San Francisco-based craft champagne brand. And they have now created and are selling their coup d'etat collection. The company is trying to, quote, make a statement. They are going to be donating money from the proceeds of each sale to the American Civil Liberties Union. And President Trump figures in the picture. And according to the founder, his name is Ryan Tu. He is the founder of the company. It's called Coup Champagne, as in coup d'etat. And he says, I created this product in response to my increasing frustration with the president's sanctuary city, DACA, and border policies. We need the full firepower of the ACLU now more than ever. He says, this product is not only aimed at venting my frustration in a provocative way, but also supporting the only organization that can speak up for us. And again, this is a champagne. It's coup d'etat. It is bearing all sorts of interesting political emblems on it. Which were created by a graphics artist named Charles Lizotte, who created a fake presidential seal earlier this year. And Mr. Tu has this to say about his product. Napoleon both created champagne sabering and came to a power by coup d'etat. I find it ironic that in our modern-day coup to end the president's term in office, whether through impeachment or general election, we can celebrate by sabering a bottle of champagne. There's a little saber included with the set, and prices for this champagne, if you're interested, $100 a bottle. $10 of that goes to the American Civil Liberties Union. If you're curious about this, it's, you know, one of those kooky political moments. It's coupchampagne.com. Again, that's C-O-U-P champagne.com.
So he's charging $100 a bottle for some swill, which $10 is going to go to the ACLU, right? So he pockets $90, but he's the hero.
I don't know. I like that swell part, though. That's pretty funny.
Gotta love capitalism. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. You have a wonderful Christmas and holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Boxing Day and everything else. Happy New Year, too. Thanks a lot.
All righty, it's 6:49. You know, Jennifer missed one there, and we're going to get to that next. But first off, we check the traffic and weather, then we're going to come back and have some highlights from the Democratic debate. If you call them highlights, that's next.
in Virginia on 95 southbound at exit 150. That's the exit for Quantico Triangle. Looks like that accident has now been moved to the right shoulder. Still use caution there, but looks like delays are starting to ease a bit. No other issues to report in Virginia. So far, things looking good on 395 from Etzel Road to the 14th Street Bridge, and no problems on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Beltway all the way around is a quiet ride, and no problems right now to report on 270 from Germantown to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got some morning clouds around the neighborhood. Afternoon sunshine coming, partly cloudy, and that's a 41-degree high expected for today. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 46. Mostly cloudy Monday, high to 49. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, high 55. Christmas Day looks cloudy with a high of 50. 28 right now, heading to 41. 6:50 on the Saturday morning update.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
No, that's not Bernie Sanders at the debate the other night. That's Frank Costanza from Thankful. Of course, and the celebration of Festivus. So, anyway, we continue on the Saturday morning update, and we've been obviously talking a lot about impeachment. The president was in the Oval Office on Thursday, and, you know, he was asked about it, and here's what he had to say about his feelings.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people. And, you know, they said, oh, I watched Pelosi out there saying, oh, no, we don't want to talk to anybody. They put the arm on everybody. They tried to get them to do what they had to do. Many of those people were like Jeff, where they didn't want to vote that way. But it doesn't feel, to me, it doesn't feel like impeachment.
So he's pretty calm, cool, and collected, somewhat in contrast to Speaker Pelosi, who did a press conference. And she kept getting questions about the articles of impeachment, and she didn't want to talk about the fact that she hadn't sent them over to the Senate. She got a little feisty with the reporters.
Any other questions? Because I'm not going to answer any more questions on this. Clearly, do you understand? When we see what their process is, we will know who and how many we want to send over. Not until then. I'm not going to go there anymore.
I'm not going to go there anymore. Fascinating. Well, let's turn to the debate. One person that wasn't at the debate was Tulsi Gabbard, and we promised you we would play the audio. She was a present vote for the impeachment. Of course, all Republicans voting against it, most of the Democrats, but not all of them. Tulsi Gabbard is the Democrat from Hawaii, and here's how she explained her present vote.
I could not in good conscience vote against impeachment because I believe President Trump is guilty of wrongdoing. I also could not in good conscience vote for impeachment because removal of a sitting president must not be the culmination of a partisan process.
So she seems to have a head on her shoulders, and so does Andrew Yang. Now, this is Andrew Yang, and he was at the debate podium. He was the only person of color there, and that was an issue for a number of the questions. But this is what Andrew Yang had to say, and if more Democrats listened to what Andrew Yang has to say here, maybe the country would be different.
If you turn on cable network news today, you would think he's our president because of some combination of Russia, racism, Facebook, Hillary Clinton, and emails all mixed together. But Americans around the country know different. We blasted away 4 million manufacturing jobs that were primarily based in Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri. I just left Iowa. We blasted 40,000 manufacturing jobs there. The more we act like Donald Trump is the cause of all of our problems, the more Americans lose trust that we can actually see what's going on in our communities and solve those problems.
That's Andrew Yang. Now, you've probably seen and heard clips of the debate. There was a great exchange with Elizabeth Warren and Mayor Pete Buttigieg. So you've probably heard that he did a fundraiser at a wine cave with some rather expensive wine. Well, Liz Warren wasn't too happy about that.
So the mayor just recently had a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that. He had promised that every fundraiser he would do would be open door, but this one was closed door. We made the decision many years ago that rich people in smoke-filled rooms would not pick the next president of the United States. Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Mr. Mayor.
So Mayor Pete responds to Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Mayor, your response. You know, according to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. So if this is important, this is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass. If I pledged never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here.
So that was a little bit of the back and forth from the debate. I watched much of the debate, and it was all right. People said Biden had a good night. It's interesting. If Biden doesn't mess up, then that's a really good night for Joe Biden. But apparently fared as well as one could expect or hope for if you're a Joe Biden fan. We're at 6:55. It is a Saturday morning update. Lots to cover. We'll talk with John Gizzi about the impeachment. Also, Mark Meadows, you may have heard, the congressman from North Carolina, will not be seeking re-election. Very vocal supporter of the president throughout the impeachment process. What's next for Mark Meadows? We'll ask John Gizzi that question coming up. Cheryl Atkinson will join us. Very interesting look at some of the abuses in the FISA court and what's been going on in surveillance. We'll talk with Cheryl about that on the way. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will discuss Space Force with Tony. And KT McFarland joins us, and we're going to talk impeachment with KT this morning. So a lot going on the Saturday morning update.
Everyone is coming over for the holidays. Some will bring dessert, some will bring gifts. They'll all bring an opinion about what to watch after dinner.
A Christmas Story.
I want to watch The Grinch, please.
Thankfully, Xfinity X1 has everyone's favorite holiday movies and more. And you can search for them in seconds with the X1 voice remote.
Elf.
Grinch, Grinch, Grinch.
A Christmas Carol.
Unless, of course, you like watching Uncle Tony struggle to type a Christmas Carol letter by letter. Find everyone's holiday favorites with your voice on the award-winning Xfinity X1. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you can easily access your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more on X1. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 1-12-20. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy!
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Congratulations to the Wise Invest Group's very own Simon Hamilton for being named one of America's top financial advisors by Forbes magazine for 2019, the third year in a row. Simon, with the Wise Investor Group at Baird's Reston, Virginia office, has also been nationally recognized as a leading financial advisor by both Barron's and the Financial Times. To contact Simon or any of the financial advisors in the Wise Investor Group, call Baird at 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
News is next at 7 o'clock here on WMAL. Heather Curtis joins us, and we're back with John Gizzi.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.